We must keep going. We must keep going, she kept on repeating.
The people's morale was not too bad. We were beginning to get used to the situation. In the streets, they even went so far as to have optimistic conversations. The Bosch would not have time to expel us, they were saying. As far as those who had already been deported were concerned, it was too bad. No more could be done. But they would probably allow us to live out our wretched little lives here until the end of the war. The ghetto was not guarded. Everyone could come and go as they pleased. Our old servant, Martha, came to see us. Weeping bitterly, she begged us to come to her village where she could give us a safe refuge. My father did not want to hear of it. You can go if you want to, he said to me and to my older sisters. I shall stay here with your mother and the child. Naturally, we refused to be separated. Night. No one prayed so that the night would pass quickly. The stars were only sparks of fire which devoured us. Should that fire die out one day, there would be nothing left in the sky but dead stars, dead eyes. There was nothing else to do but to get into bed, into the beds of the absent ones, to rest, to gather one's strength. At dawn, there was nothing left of this melancholy. We felt as though we were on holiday. People were saying, who knows? Perhaps we are being deported for our own good. The front isn't very far off. We shall soon be able to hear the guns. And then the civilian population would be evacuated anyway.
Perhaps they were afraid we might help the guerrillas,